It is Friday, October 4th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
The Yonder Mountains Annual Harvest Festival is October 17th through the 19th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. Performers include Tedeschi Trucks Band, Beats Antique, Casey Musgraves, and more. Events include fire and burlesque-style performers and workshops for all ages. Tickets and more information at yonderharvestfestival.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com talks to Kyle about what area business leaders think about the partial shutdown of the federal government and what we might expect from an announcement early next week from Governor Mike Beebe and Walmart. Plus, we'll find out from Rhonda Dillard, who is going to the Harvest Music Festival for free. We'll announce the winner of a contest for two tickets to the festival.
First, the partial government shutdown has furloughed hundreds of Arkansans and thousands of Americans while lawmakers in Washington are trying to negotiate a settlement. In an interview yesterday with MSNBC, Republican Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate Tom Cotton of Arkansas said he's worried that national security could suffer as a result of partisan gridlock.
I am concerned about our intelligence agencies, just like I was concerned about our military. That's why Congress unanimously passed a bill earlier this week to fund our troops, and the president signed that. I think we should probably pass a bill to support our intelligence agencies as well, just like we passed bills this week to keep our national parks open and fund the National Institutes of Health and to pay for our veterans programs.
Congressman Cotton says if there is bipartisan agreement, then certain governmental agencies should be allowed to remain open. Meanwhile, things are returning to normal at the U.S. Capitol after yesterday's shooting. Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas shared his experiences as it happened.
I was actually over in the Capitol building and was making my way back to my office building, which is the Dirksen building. So I was very unaware that anything had happened until the Capitol Police told me that I needed to stay put, and so went to my office, and everyone who was in the office, though, they heard the gunshots, and it literally happened right outside of our windows.
Capitol Police shot and killed a woman who initially tried to ram a White House barricade, then led police on a chase toward the Capitol. Senator Pryor says his staff, which was a skeleton crew because of the government shutdown, followed standard procedure for an emergency, and no one was hurt.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel yesterday approved a petition that proposes to put the issue of medical marijuana on next year's statewide ballot. It is the second such petition to be given the go-ahead in recent weeks, but this one is being proposed by the familiar Arkansans for Compassionate Care, the group that successfully got the medical marijuana measure on last year's general election ballot. Melissa Fultz, campaign director for Arkansans for Compassionate Care, says the group's proposed measure differs from the other proposed initiated act in a few key ways, one of which is a hardship clause, which will allow some patients to grow their own cannabis under certain conditions.
In most dispensaries in most states will deliver anywhere from 25 to 30 miles. If somebody is further than that and they cannot get to a dispensary and the dispensary will not deliver, then they will be able to grow up to 3 plants over 12 inches and 3 seedlings. We also are different because we have the affordability clause. The other one that they approved has no provisions for low-income patients. And then the third thing is the designated caregiver. The other petition does not provide any kind of licensing and protection for the caregivers. And we actually have it set up where they can have a license just like a patient does.
The affordability clause included in the proposed initiative would mean that low-income patients could take their tax returns in when they apply for medical marijuana registration and be placed on a sliding scale that Fultz says is similar to Medicaid to determine the maximum price they would pay for medication. Fultz says she is confident that the group will be successful both in gathering signatures and seeing the measure pass at the ballot box.
We came within 30,000 votes last time. Unlike the other group, we have a huge volunteer base. And they are chomping at the bits to get their petitions and get out there and get the signatures. So I feel totally confident that we will get all the signatures required. We got 140,000 signatures last time. I don't expect anything less this time.
To be included in next year's election, the group must collect more than 62,000 signatures by July.
A few weeks ago, we reported on the beginnings of a nursing program at John Brown University. Yesterday, the program received a boost in the form of a $6 million lead gift. The donor wished to remain anonymous, but the $6 million is a substantial portion of the approximately $10 million that university officials aim to raise to begin the nursing program. Of the $10 million goal, roughly $6 million will go toward construction costs of a nursing building. $4 million will go toward an endowment for operations and facility maintenance.
Tonight's forecast calls for an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. and a low of 58 in northwest Arkansas, and a 60% chance of showers and a low of 65 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with highs falling from the mid-60s to around 51 by 5 o'clock in northwest Arkansas and to 61 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 41 in northwest Arkansas to 48 in the Arkansas River Valley.